Hello, professional property managers. Andrew Smallwood here, Chief Customer Officer at Second Nature. And I'm joined by a longtime friend, mentor, and just incredible human being who I'm really excited to be with today and excited to be with on April 30th at 11 a.m. Eastern at Triple Win Leadership Exchange, none other than Hal Elrod himself. Hal, would you mind just introducing yourself to the audience? What people should know about you beyond your best-selling author of Miracle Morning? And, you know, if people are less familiar with you, what should they know about Hal Elrod?
Yeah, I think, you know, usually I always start with kind of my background. I think it's important to know somebody and where they came from. And for me, when I was 20 years old, I was hit head-on by a drunk driver at 70 miles per hour and found dead at the scene. And so that was like the first pivotal moment in my life where I came out of a coma 6 days later to be faced with this unimaginable news. What am I going to do? And I just decided I've got to make the best of this difficult situation and took my first step 3 weeks later and kind of miraculously turned it around, if you will. And that began my life's work of me asking, like, why did this happen to me? Not from a victim mindset, but of what should I do with this to help myself and help other people? And so that kind of gave birth to my life's work, if you will. And the Miracle Morning was born out of the 2008 financial crisis. And now that is a book that has helped millions of people around the world. This picture right here, you might not be watching this, but if you are, the Miracle Morning, there's a new update and expanded edition. And that's the thing, is what we're going to talk about on the 30th, right?
Yes, April 30th at 11 a.m. Eastern. That's right.
I thought so, yes. Okay. So, but is how to take yourself to the next level so that you can take your success to the next level, because it only happens in that order, right? And the Miracle Morning is simply a daily practice. It doesn't mean you have to be an early riser and wake up at 5 a.m. and join the 5 a.m. club. It's about starting your day in an effective way. There's a very specific process for the Miracle Morning so that you can begin each day in a peak physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual state. And when you start every day at your best, you take your best, the best version of yourself, into the day, and you're more effective at your work, you're more engaged with your family. Essentially, again, as you get better, every aspect of your life gets better as well.
Love that. You know, something for people who listen to the Triple Win podcast that they often do here at the end of the episode is, every time we see you, we want to see a better version of you.
I love
in
that.
Your business. And that's really what the Triple Win community stands for, is how do we make things better for residents? How do we make things better for investors? How do we make things better for property managers and do that all at the same time? And really excited for what you're going to share on April 30th, you know, with the team. If you were to kind of imagine, like, hey, at the end of this, you know, what people would be feeling, what people are typically experiencing after you've shared your message, what they're telling you, you know, they're kind of gained, right, from this, or even maybe beyond just that moment, 30 days later, 90 days later, et cetera. Now, I know you've interacted with a lot of people who are fans of yours and a member of your community. What are the kinds of transformations that you typically hear people have, you know, been able to create for themselves?
Yeah, it starts with mindset. And I think everything starts with mindset. And so what happens, what I've experienced having shared this message with, you know, tens of thousands of people in person and online, actually hundreds of thousands of people, is what's common is first is the shift in mindset. So by the end of my message, I would imagine that if you're coming to it in any form of disempowerment where you're, I'm struggling, you know, in my business, I'm struggling in my marriage, I'm struggling in some area of my life, which most of us are, and that's impacting my mental health, my confidence, my ability to be resilient, so on and so forth. By the end of the message, you should have a total shift in mindset where you realize, oh, wow, I am in control of myself. Therefore, I am in control of my life. That's the first big takeaway. And then from there, you're going to have a very specific 6-step morning practice that you can do in as little as 6 minutes in the morning. So it doesn't have to be an hour. But what you'll find is that most people find it is such a not just empowering and effective practice, but it's an enjoyable practice to where you might start at 6 minutes, but you're going to go, I want more of this. This is arguably my favorite part of the day, is doing this Miracle Morning practice. So you're going to walk away with these 6 steps and how to do them and how to do them effectively, quickly, and efficiently, so that every morning, starting literally the next morning, I mean, you're going to have a 30-day challenge. All right, I'll give you the little preview of that. You have a 30-day challenge that I'm going to invite you, encourage you, challenge you to commit to, so that 30 days from now, waking up just a little bit before you have to wake up, even if it's 6 minutes before. But you will be a different, you'll have a different mindset going into the 30-day challenge, and you'll be a different person at the end of it.
Well, hey, that's really exciting to think about. And one other note I just wanted to share for people who are less familiar with Hal, and a reason Laura Mack and myself, we've known Hal for a long, long time. I want to say probably 15 plus years, right? That we've known Hal.
Yeah.
Is if you don't know, Hal's like a world-class speaker, author, everything else you may have picked up either before or during this quick message here. But Hal has, you know, commands and has earned, right, a amazing speaking fee, right? A lot of value as a great speaker. But we've also known Hal as the largest donor to the Front Row Foundation. Somebody who goes out of his way to help and make a difference for other people. Somebody who really we consider a very heart-centered leader and a very just human and genuine person with incredible, inspiring stories, you know, to share. And we really believe there's a lot of value for people in the audience for this. And we just really respect who Hal is and how he's showing up. And I just want to mention this because he probably wouldn't say it himself, but he's very generously showing up for our group. And a big purpose of people that come to the Triple Win Leadership Exchange is we actually run these events not as a for-profit event, but we run them as fundraisers for charity. And so we'll be supporting the Pat Tillman Foundation, if you know Melissa and Jim Sharon. They're very, very passionate supporters of the Pat Tillman Foundation. And so the tickets and the prices and everything you see relating to the Triple Win Leadership Exchange, we'll often do some fun auctions and things like that for exclusive things you can't get anywhere else. All of that, 100% of the proceeds is actually going to go to supporting the Tillman Foundation. And Hal, I just wanted to recognize you as somebody who's really passionate about making a difference for people in the world, and really appreciate, you know, that you're going to be with us on April 30th. I'm excited. Looking forward to it, my friend.
Awesome, Andrew. Thank you for the kind words, brother. And I would say takes one to know one is a fitting statement in this context. So yeah, April 30th, it's going to be fantastic. And I'm excited to be part of this community.
All right, everybody. Well, Hal and I are going to keep it short. So thanks for listening in. I'm sure Laura Mack got links somewhere around here. If you're seeing me pointing, or if you're hearing me saying that, just look around for the link to register, support the Pat Tillman Foundation. And Hal and I are excited to see you and a bunch of our friends on April 30th. Catch you then.
And that wraps up another episode of the Triple Win Property Management Podcast. Thank you for pressing play. We hope you've gained valuable insights and inspiration. The Triple Win Property Management Podcast is proudly produced and distributed by Second Nature, where we believe in a triple win, building winning experiences for your residents, investors, and your teams with the only fully managed resident benefits package. Visit secondnature.com to learn more and talk to an RVP expert in your area.
If you have any questions, comments, or want to weigh in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Email triplewin@secondnature.com. That's triplewin@secondnature.com.
Stay connected with us beyond the podcast. Visit our website at secondnature.com to stay updated with upcoming property management events and articles.
And don't forget, you can keep the conversation going in the Triple Win Property Management Facebook group. It's exclusively for property managers.
To receive even more valuable insights and updates, subscribe to our newsletter. You can find the link to that and much more in the show notes.
On behalf of the Triple Win community, this is Laura Mack, thanking you for tuning in.
And on behalf of Second Nature, this is Carol Housel. Check back soon for another exciting episode.
Until then, keep striving for that triple win.